This was pretty woolly country at that time.
Well, I imagine it
was. It was now, no kidding. We had free range here, all of our stock run outside.
Uh-huh.
Hogs come up outside right here at this, where we're sitting right here. At that time, these hogs run all back here in these hills and back where you was yesterday. And
how'd you get them when you
Why, sometimes they'd side raise pigs in there and wouldn't bring them up till they ready to go to town. Just raise them right on them acres.
Huh.
That's right. They've cut a lot of timber, a lot of timber out since then, you know. Then, at that time, there was a lot of white oak timber, and
mm-hmm.
that was fine stuff for hogs. It'd just be full of white oak acorns every year. And
they call that anything special? When
they call it a mast. Yeah, the hogs out on the mast now. We'll not feed them any now, and let them run on the acorns or on the mast, they call it, whichever it is. Then when they get ready to put them up for a month or two, and they've made fine meat that way, if you leave them out till they, and butcher them off of the mast, your lard would never get hard. It'd just be running just like oil.
Uh-huh.
Never would harden up at all.
Huh.
That's right.
And where were you born?
I was born in Arkansas, in Benton County. I'd say about 3 miles west of Decatur, Arkansas.
Benton County. How far is that from here?
I'd say about 15 miles.
And other places you have lived?
Well, I was born there and raised there and lived there up until I was married, about 20 years old. Then I lived just a short ways from where I was born, the first 5 or 6 years. Then I came down to this country and been right here ever since in this county.
And travel?
How's that?
Travel? You mentioned Washington.
Yes, I've been, I was in the state of Washington when I was about 18 years old and stayed a year. Cut shingle bolts on the river bottom in the logging country where there's a fine lot of timber.
Mm-hmm.
And then when I came back, I was married and I went to Montana, stayed a little while, went to Idaho and stayed a little while.
And how old were you then?
Just after I was married, one child was born and I was looking for better pasture and never did find it. Came back and decided this was a place to stay and just been in this country ever since.
You mentioned you went to Kansas City. Was that
just Well, that was back when I was just a boy. I was on my trip of going to Seattle, Washington. I stayed a year and 20 miles in Tacoma, Washington. That's not far from Seattle.
Mm-hmm. That's good, open, pleasant country.
Oh, that's fine country in there. You bet.
And let's see, your trip to Chicago?
Well, you mean how long back?
Yeah.
It'd be 7 years this Thanksgiving.
And that was for?
Winning a green pasture contest. I won first over 16 counties in the northeastern part of Oklahoma. And only had 40 acres of land.
That's kind of pleasant, isn't it?
Yes, it is. They had me to make a little speech like that while I was in Chicago. We went out to a big dinner they gave to us fellows especially.
Mm-hmm.
At a big corn project outfit, decab corn outfit. They had me to make a speech how I won this contest. I had to get up there and afford that whole outfit and tell them I only had 40 acres of land, and I didn't know how come they'd do it, but I won that.